All right, it's approximately 2:21 PM. We're in Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agana, Guam. I'm Anthony Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer for the Office of Public Accountability. This is the case of, we're in the matter of Joe Ten Development, Inc. Procurement appeal number OPA-PA-11-012, and we're here for a status hearing. Will the members of the Office of Public Accountability that are here for this hearing please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Anne Camacho, Procurement Appeals Administrator.
Luwana Tulahi, Quality Assurance Engineer.
Thank you. Will the counsel for the appellant please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him today?
John Tulahi for Joe Ten Development.
Is there anybody with you today?
No one's with me.
Thank you, Mr. Tulahi. Will counsel for the purchasing agency please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives that are with him at this hearing?
Tim McLaughlin, Assistant Attorney General, and there are no representatives.
Thank you. We're basically here for a status hearing, and I note that the comments to the agency report were filed on August the 4th. Is that correct?
Yes.
And did the purchasing agency file a rebuttal?
We have not as of yet, Mr. Camacho. We were just thinking that if yourself as hearing officer found it to be informative for us to provide a more supplemental response, that it would provide a more expeditious process, we would file an additional response and maybe ask for some additional days just due to prior commitments that we have. For the large part, in looking at the agency report that was provided, it was just that there was a letter from the purchasing agency saying there was insufficient funds, so there was a cancellation of the solicitation in accordance with the procurement regulations. So just kind of that it was just in and on its face.
Well, the rebuttal to the comments on the agency report, that's up to the purchasing agencies whether or not they're going to file them. I believe the timeline is 5 working days, is that correct? Have they expired yet?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? So you do have one day if you, or by tomorrow if you still decide you want to file those, or that rebuttal. Did either party request a hearing in this matter?
We would request a hearing, Your Honor. I mean, Mr. Camacho.
Mr. Camacho, it's fine. Have you submitted?
And I apologize.
A form to request a hearing?
Mr. Camacho, I apologize. I thought we have. I don't have that with me today, and I will re-verify if we have.
If I may, Mr. Camacho.
Yes.
I understand there's a 5-day working day timeframe, so that would set it for the 11th. And I'm just thinking that as we think to provide an additional response, maybe next Tuesday, I believe that would be the 16th, that we would, the government would ask that we would have till that Tuesday to provide a response, if we were.
Is there any objection to extending his time to submit his?
We have no objection.
Okay, so the purchasing agency's rebuttal to the comments on the agency report will be due at 5:00 on Tuesday, the 16th of August. I'll put that in an order after this hearing. Going back to whether or not a request for a hearing was filed.
No, Mr. Camacho.
I didn't, my brief review of the file, I don't think one was. If no request for hearing is filed, you are seeking an expeditious resolution of your appeal. The next step that we would do is render a decision, indicates based on the record in this matter.
Well, we would request that we be allowed to request a formal hearing here, Mr. Camacho, in this matter.
Okay, but under the rules, to do that, you would have to formally request a hearing using the form as provided in the rules.
Mr. Camacho, I can go back and check in my records. If your record says we don't, I'd like to check my record to make sure that we did it.
Okay, then I'd have to, you know, I'd have to closely look at your appeal and see if you even requested that.
Right. And I'll check, Mr. Camacho, if you don't mind. So I'll check it this afternoon when I get back.
Okay.
You're going on an assumption, though, that you want to have a hearing.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
So maybe we should go on that assumption.
Okay.
And plan the day since everybody's here.
Okay. Can you also show the counsel for the purchasing agency the document that you placed in front of Mr. Shulaki?
No, I believe it's just Appendix D.
Yeah, I believe it's just our document.
I'm just surprised that we don't have that.
That's really the form for the record. I just gave Mr. Lahi and Council for Purchasing Agency. I'm sorry, I didn't get your first name.
It's Tim McLaughlin.
Tim McLaughlin. Okay, apologize, Mr. McLaughlin. It's the first time I've met you.
We were just talking a minute before where he came from.
So both councils have reviewed the request for a hearing form. I will give you Mr. Trelawney until the 16th of August at 5 p.m. To file that request. If none is filed, we will then decide the case based on the record in this matter. If you decide not to go forward, you need to also file, basically on the 16th, you need to file a request for hearing or a waiver of a hearing.
We'll file that immediately.
Okay. And Mr. McLaughlin, to your knowledge, has a purchasing agency requested for a hearing?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
But
now, if we had a hearing in this matter, when would the party be available for that hearing? We can't have it next week. We need at least, I would say, 10 days after August the 16th. So the earliest would be around the 26th of August.
I'll be off island on September 1st. So it is the 26th, 29th, 30th, 31st, I guess. Those would be fine.
I know that in 11 or OPA-PA-11-09, we have a formal hearing
on August 25th.
On August the 25th. But
at 9 a.m.
Okay. As I recall, we were kind of preserving the 26th in case there was
a carryover
day. That could leave us in the week of the 29th and 31st. Is a public auditor available?
If not, my next, I'll be back in Guam on 29th. Oh,
29th, okay. Okay, would the parties be available on the 29th of August, which is a Monday?
That sounds agreeable.
What time is that, Mr. Camacho?
It would start at 9 a.m.
I can.
Okay. Wait a minute, as this is just a status hearing, I apologize. Hang on. Actually, that would be the day we have a pre-hearing conference. Not a formal hearing, apologize. No, this is just a status hearing, it's nothing. This isn't a pre-hearing conference, this was continued from 2 weeks ago. It's a procedural valid hearing. This is a status hearing, it's continued.
Mr. Camacho?
Yes.
Ms. Burks, if I may make a suggestion?
Sure.
Just I know that there is a, typically a pre-hearing conference, and I know that the GAR provision 12109A provides for informal conferences to settle, simplify, or fix issues in a proceeding. There seems to be some room. Maybe I could attempt to meet Mr. Terlaje and kind of settle those issues if it's as far as evidence and things like that, and try and keep to the 26th as the hearing date, where we would have a report back date to you, providing any form of agreement that we would have reached in a pre-settlement.
Well,
or not pre-settlement, but pre-conference.
We could still have a hearing date on the 29th, okay, as a formal hearing date starting at 9 a.m. Would the parties be available for a pre-hearing conference on the on or about the 19th of August?
That's fine.
That would be fine.
Are you available at 9 a.m. that day?
That's fine.
Okay, so we'll have the pre-hearing conference on August the 19th at 9 a.m. We'll have the formal hearing on August the 29th at 9 a.m. And that's, like I said, assuming Mr. Trahi filed a request for a hearing. If you don't, we will simply proceed with deciding the matter based on the record before us. How many days do you think it would take you to present your case, Mr. Trahi?
A day.
One day?
Yeah.
Mr. McLaughlin?
Presuming Mr. Trahi did not need the full day.
No, I'm sorry, I don't need the full day.
I would think that...
about a day?
Yeah, it's depending on... It'd be easier, too, if we were able to stipulate facts and things and determine what evidence was needed and, we can forget statements from people.
All right, so we'll issue notices, and essentially you'll have a scheduling order. You'll have a notice for a pre-hearing conference on the 19th. And I'll also issue a scheduling order for the formal hearing as well, with dates, filing dates for the hearing. Are there any other matters I need to address at this time?
And I'm just thinking, if this is, if there is the pre-conference hearing, if it goes through, maybe just the government, if we could just preserve our right to make a motion later, or can we just make a motion later on, or do you want to...
I will include a motion briefing schedule, a filing schedule, and that'll probably be linked to the pre-hearing conference. Okay, of course, the civil rules of procedure do not apply. There is no procedure for a summary judgment motion, for example. However, clearly, if you believe that the procurement record, Mr. Filahi, is not sufficient or items are missing, this is the opportunity, or you need to bring that up at the earliest possible date. Likewise, if there are any other preliminary issues that the purchasing agency feels need to be brought up at this time, that's what we will have the motions for.
Again, I guess, Mr. Camacho, it will depend on what happens on the 16th and what I get on the 16th from the agency.
Yeah, but that's also your deadline to file a, either your waiver or your...
Right, no, I understand that. If I do file that up for my motions, at least, it depends on what I get from the agency on the 16th.
But then the 19th hearing would be...
A pre-hearing conference.
A pre-hearing, that would actually be discussing if there were evidence to be presented or something of a factual nature?
Okay.
Should we discuss that today?
No. This is just a status. Now, keep in mind, this hearing was continued from, I believe it was late last month. Okay. So we would have had this hearing generally earlier.
I
believe the...
I was off by then.
Counsel for the appellant is not filed. Okay. So that's where we're at.
Okay.
Are there any other matters I need to be taking up at this time?
None.
All right. You'll receive notices. Actually, you received the notice of the pre-hearing conference when we receive the... I will issue a notice for pre-hearing conference, and if you submit a waiver, essentially, we'll vacate those hearings. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Then this hearing is concluded, and we are off the record at 2:39. Thank you.